For CJLO News, I'm Hadassah Alencar. Quebec has recorded the first outbreak at a daycare center. The daycare in Mascouche was open for essential workers in need of emergency child care services. Nearly half of the children and four of the employees have tested positive for the virus. Currently, all staff and children are in quarantine until the center's expected reopening on May 11th. Meanwhile, elementary school teachers in Montreal are gearing up to re-enter classrooms on May 25th, and they have spurred different reactions across the city. Quebec Deputy Premier Genevieve Guilbeault said anyone under 70 returning to work in the schools should not worry. This contrasts an earlier briefing by Premier Legault, who had previously said teachers and daycare workers over 60 would not have to return to their positions. The English Montreal School Board was defiant against the reopening, saying they will decide when it's safe to reopen their schools. But the Quebec government said the English School Board does not have the power to delay the May 25th reopening. In other news, a 15-year-old Montreal teenager has become the youngest published author in one of the world's most prestigious medical journals. Thomas F. Carey and colleagues published a study on infection and pacemaker implants. Carey told La Presse that he thinks his study will help encourage more medical institutions to reuse life-saving equipment. For more stories, visit cjlo.com/news.